Let's talk baseball. Baseball is bound by tradition, but there's moves afoot to make some fundamental changes. New restrictions on pitching changes, for instance. A push for a designated hitter in the National League. Right now, the American League has the DH, a player that does nothing but hit. Just comes in, maybe drives a few players on base home. Think the Seattle Mariners' Edgar Martinez, who's going into the Hall of Fame. Or the Red Sox' David Ortiz, who should be. Both the DH. Mike Pesca is here now, sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. Hi, Mike.
Hello.
And so why is this happening now, changes in particular?
I love the word bound by tradition because it has a couple senses, right? Mm-hmm. One can be constricted and restrained, but another one is how a covenant might bind you. And baseball looks at its history, how it is bound to history, how there are ties to how they've always done things. And so it's in some respects very hard not to do things that way. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, games are getting longer. Mm-hmm. Revenue is falling off slightly. Attendance is definitely falling off. And baseball knows that it doesn't have the scintillating, fast-twitch muscle fiber product that the American consumer of 2019 wants.
Right.
So it's trying to be a little, I'm not going to say proactive, because we're going by rules that were codified in the 1800s, right? But at least a little more proactive than they've been.
They want the tweets of baseball. But we understand also management is worried about, there's been a drop in offense. Strikeouts exceeded hits for the first time last year, and the batting average has dropped to the lowest. I mean, it's become a pitcher's game. And just take this up for a second, because I know there are changes seriously being considered. There was a pitch clock, right, being considered move things along?
I do like that. I like a lot of these changes, some of the other ones we could talk about.
Yeah.
But just taking so much time between pitches, how is that entertaining? It's the antithesis of entertainment. So a pitch clock does – the fact that baseball has no clock, literally has no clock, is one of the appeals of it. It is a pastoral sport and, it goes just by innings. But if you looked at how much time is taken between pitches, we have footage of games from the 1940s and 50s. It was a lot less time.
Yeah.
So come on, guys. Let's speed it up a little.
Well, is that being considered seriously? I thought it was dropped. Is it still?
Yeah, it's technically dropped. Like, no one's going to actually, in between innings, there is a clock. So an umpire is not going to keep time, although in some college games they do. But the umpires will, and have been, and this is a point of emphasis, have been told that if they sense that things are dragging, and maybe they could do it just from an internal clock, they could tell the pitcher to hurry up.
Okay, but what changes are seriously being considered?
The DH for both leagues,
right,
which is the player who is his only job is to bat. And that is, it is weird because that's one of those traditional things that if you're a fan of the National League, you always have your pitchers bat. And I enjoy pitchers batting, but no other league in the world besides the National League allows that. And that's also, this is very interesting because players and owners are at each other's throats these days over issues like free agency. And that's something that the owners could do that would probably help them or at least not hurt them, that the players want, because the players' union points to the fact that, the DH will be a veteran who's played for years. They see it as more of a jobs opportunity. So that could be the sort of change we get that comes because of labor peace. Another change they're talking about, and I think this fundamentally changes the game, is in extra innings, maybe to start with a runner on second base, and they do this in women's softball, but really, I know you could say that's not baseball about anything, don't tell the guys not to spit, that's not baseball. But starting with a guy in second really is not baseball.
I'm sorry, that's crazy. But on the other hand, these games are so long, but then on still the other hand, that's part of...
You're a switch hitter here is what you're saying.
No, yes, I am, because that's part of the mythology. You can say, I stuck it out till 2 a.m., But the idea is that you have somebody start on second base, I'm sorry, which seems so silly, so that you might get runs in sooner.
Yes.
Yeah.
Although, of all the problems with baseball, the literal problem of extra inning games is not much of a problem. Thomas Boswell, who's one of the best baseball writers out there, says something. He writes that the first time I see a free runner on second base will be the time I might decide that soccer has become my favorite sport. And this is a guy who loves baseball. And is also, by the way, in favor of most of the other rules, because the way he sees it, if you love baseball, you want the game to be possible. popular and the game to grow. So, you know, you might want things like a DH in both leagues if this will cause labor peace and the game to be slightly more appealing. You certainly want the game to speed up a little more.
Yeah.
I know a very few people who say, oh, baseball should be a little bit slower. I mean, the average game is over 3 hours, which is longer than almost everything in our society when you think about it.
Okay, real quick. Spring training starts. Yay, matter a couple days. 90 free agent players still on the market and some of the best in baseball. What's going on, briefly?
It could be collusion. The owners have colluded in the past. There's also a market explanation for, even though guys like Bryce Harper and Manny Machado are so good, they might make their teams better, that doesn't necessarily translate into the pockets of owners since they have to share revenue. I expect these guys will get signed for tens of millions of dollars, but maybe not multiples of 10.
Mike Pesca, you're now sports analyst, host of the daily podcast, The Gist at Slate.com. And let's repeat, spring training starts in a few days. Mike, thanks.
You're welcome.